Now, yesterday I received a text message while I was at work, and we agreed to come back to work at a certain time, and Lou said, I can't turn up. There's been an emergency. It's you were up at the Hilltop Country Estate, your home, Lou, so it requires the music, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Lou, what was said emergency?
I feel like you're belittling my emergency, but it was a legit emergency.
What happened?
Our kids are at home, obviously, at the moment, school holidays.
Yep.
And they had been out playing with the dogs, which is a prerequisite. It's on their list of morning chores.
Yes.
And one of the dogs, Jake, you'd think he'd be the better of the two. Willow the Border Collie, perfectly behaved. Jake, on the other hand, the inside dog,
who's
like a baby, he just runs his own race.
Critical difference. He's an undesexed male.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there. Lou.
That is true. Anyway, he decided to take off. And when he takes off, his little legs, they go like nobody's business. So he took off down the paddock. So we thought, oh, he's gone down the hill. That's fine. He'll come back. He'll have a sniff around. He'll pee on everything until he's out of water. And then he'll come back, which is not what he normally does. No, he did a big circuit. Anyway, we were concerned because he's like, we get really upset when he takes off. It's not that often, but... And the Dan was beside himself. I'm like, it's all right. I'll get in the car and go and have a look. He's probably at the neighbours at John's because he's got dogs, females down there too. So anyway, off we went, hopped in the car. And as soon as we drove into the driveway of our neighbour's place, he comes trotting up looking very sheepish, right? As he got closer, we could see that he was covered in some sort of sticky arrangement of something. Sabine opened the door to get out and grab him and close the door. She gagged. She goes, oh, my gosh, Mum, have a look. What has he rolled in? Anyway, we had to put him in the car. And I'm like, I don't want to put him in the car. You hold him on your lap. No, I'm not putting him on my lap. Got an old blanket out of the back, wrapped him up in this old blanket, stuck him in the back, and drove. It's only a few hundred k's, a few hundred metres home. The stink was unbelievable. He had found something dead and not just rolled in it, but he got on his back and did the whole, you know, like really just rubbed it into himself. He had chunks of dead stuff stuck to his fur, and he's got long fur.
Yeah, that's an emergency.
That's
an emergency, Lou. I'll grant you that. That's at least one of these.
Yes.
Jake's been on the dead animals again.
Because he's such a beautiful, fluffy little boy. Oh, it was hideous, Matt.
No, fair call, Lou.
So what's the moral of the story? I don't know that there is a moral to this story.
Get your dog de-sexed.
Well, it's a bit hard when he's a stud dog.
Actually, they still like it anyway.
They do. Even Willow, our de-sexed border collie, she sometimes does it.
You're stuffed. It's Lou and Matt's Triple M.